Yeah, I'm excited for him. I'm excited for the opportunity. I'm excited for him to be a member of the Baltimore Orioles. And obviously, you know, I'm familiar with Buck and have had some you know, great dealings with him over the last few years when he was a member of ESPN. So I'm very excited for the opportunity. I just hope that Daniel can be healthy, because when he's healthy, he's pretty good.
It's funny that you say that, because Buck loves talking football, and he talks about you and Bill Parcells and all this football knowledge he's learned over the years. Was Buck the kind of guy who would just trade secrets in baseball and football, and you guys go back and forth with?
Right, yeah. I mean, I would talk baseball, and I'll talk a lot of baseball sitting in there and just pick guys' brains, because I'm fascinated by the game. And obviously, I started coaching my son in T-ball when he was 4 years old, and then coached him all the way up into high school, and kind of Peter principled out, you know, rose to the level of my incompetence and let somebody else do it. But so I always pick Buck's brain, pick guys' brains about baseball in general. But I'll never forget one night, it's my Buck Showalter moment, is I'm sitting in the newsroom and they're prepping for baseball tonight, and I'm watching the football game, but also it's Daniel's rookie year, he's with Arizona, and they're playing in Philly. And he strikes out Ryan Howard, and I'm really excited about it. And the next night I'm in the newsroom, we're watching, and Buck's over there prepping, and Daniel throws a pitch, you know, 94-mile-an-hour fastball at the knees, and it may still be flying right now. Ryan Howard hit it a mile, and I am beside myself in the newsroom, just upset over this. And Buck walks over to me and kind of shakes me and says, "Hey, listen." He goes, "It's not a big deal." He says, "You know what the difference between giving up a homer in the minor leagues in the major leagues is?" And I'm like, "No, what?" He goes, "You're in the majors. Quit worrying about it. You're going to give a few of them up." And it was kind of one of those seminal moments for me. It was like, well, you know what? Those guys get paid on the other side, too. They're pretty good. And sometimes, you know, sometimes guys will hit one. So,
yeah, he's not the first guy to allow one to Ryan Howard.
Yeah, exactly.